Devotional. We come now to the daily devotional, and we come now to part 24 of our current series, Agape Love. I don't usually do this, but before I bring you this word, I need to pray. Heavenly Father, you are glorious. In your majesty, Lord, you are glorious. And I declare that I love you, Lord. And I know that I love you with an agape love. And you begin to teach us, Lord, how to do that, how to love with an agape love, with a love that hasn't got condition. And Lord, without you, it would be totally impossible. It wouldn't be possible to do it. So we give you the glory, and we give you the power and the honor that is due your holy name. Today, we're looking into Galatians, the 5th chapter, and from verse 22, and it says this: But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Paul is writing his letter to the Galatian church. Now, imagine if you were one of these Christians in the Galatian church and you received a letter from Paul with such wisdom, with such power, knowledge. And it's clear with the utterance of the Holy Spirit. Imagine. Well, I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine having a guy like Paul as the pastor. It would be incredible. I have to say, the pastor that I am now under is a wonderful man of God and preaches about God's love all the time. That's why I love him so much. He doesn't push doctrine down your throat. And I know that every time he opens his mouth, he's listening to what the Holy Spirit says. And I give God the honor and the glory for that too. And I give God the honor and glory to draw me to that fellowship. But this is great, isn't it? As we look at this series, Agape Love, we're at part 24. God has so much to say about unconditional love. But when you meet someone, for the first time maybe, you see somebody and they come up to you and they start to speak to you, something about them tells you something about them. You know that 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 you know they are special. There's something different. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is shining right the way through them. Because the Holy Spirit has proof that he is present in your life. There is a proof, and that proof is evident. And that's why the Holy Spirit does what he does. You see, you can meet someone who pretends. You can meet someone who is a charlatan. You can listen to someone speaking from a podium who does not have the Spirit of God running through their body and through their life and through their being. And how do you know it? You know it that you know it that you know it because of the countenance. You know it that you know it that you know it because of the way they are. It's very evident. And God did this for a reason, so that you are not going to listen to the wrong people, but to the ones who are of the Spirit of God, to the ones who are anointed by Almighty God. And that's really important. If you're listening to someone preach, you know they have an anointing in that area. When you listen to someone who is singing, you know. When you walk into a church and the welcome team are there to welcome you to that church, and they say, come and sit down, you know. Why? Because, beloved, quite simply, you're of one Spirit. And the gifts of that Spirit and the fruit of that Spirit becomes very evident when you see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You see all of those things. But the first thing you see, the very first thing you see, the very first thing that you sense is their love for you. They're not just greeting you. They look into your eyes, and sometimes they can bore right into your soul like they are reading you. And that love comes over in a wash. Just like this. And you think, I really want to talk to this person. On the other hand, you now and again get those churches where the welcome team say to you as you come in, do you speak in tongues? Because if you don't speak in tongues, you are not welcome in this church. You think I'm kidding? You think I'm joking? I am not joking. I am very serious. Someone saying that, if you don't speak in tongues, you are not welcome here, that isn't the Spirit of God. That's nothing to do with the Spirit of God. That is someone who is being pushed away. Pushed away and rejected. Why should anyone, anywhere, ever be rejected? Everyone you come into contact with, everyone that you meet on a daily basis, everyone you meet for the first time, need to see the fruit of the Spirit shining through you. And that fruit needs to be agape love. Say that with me. The fruit needs to be agape love. Say it, agape love. Say it again, agape love. That is what the fruit needs to be. You need to look at that person with compassion. You need to look at that person with love. You need to look at that person with tenderness. You need to look at that person with joy in your heart, because you are meeting them for the first time and you have no idea what impact your meeting them for the first time will have on their life. You have no idea. I'm going to give you a scenario. And I want you to think about this. A guy walks into a shop. He loves the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his mind, and understands and senses agape love with everyone he meets. He walks into this shop and he sees the shop clerk behind the counter. And the shop clerk is looking downcast. And is not smiling, but is fed up. So the guy buys whatever it is he wants to buy, a loaf of bread, and he gives the money to the shop clerk. And he smiles. And the shop clerk looks at that man and sees something he's never seen before. And tries to smile back. And this man recognizes something within the heart of this shop clerk. And he just says these words. Do you know what? I don't know if this is going to mean anything to you, but please let me just tell you this. Jesus loves you so much. And he turns and he walks out. And that shop clerk sits down and goes to the back of the shop and begins to weep and weep and weep. For tonight was the night that he had decided that when he quit work, he was going home and he was going to blow his head off with a 12-bore shotgun because he could not stand life anymore, because he had been so rejected and so hurt and so damaged. And this one man says to him, Jesus loved you. And that was all he needed to hear. And from that moment on, this shop clerk went to church and sought out God for himself and learnt that Jesus was a loving God and learnt that Jesus loved him unconditionally, and it changed his life. Beloved, that story is a story that I've just made up. But listen, listen when I tell you that it could be you walking into that shop, and it could be you saying, Jesus loves you. And one day, when you leave this land, when you leave this earth and you go to glory, you have no idea how many people will run to you when you are there in glory to say, you know what? It is because of you that I am here. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I want you to think about this. And I want you to pray. As soon as I've finished, I want you to pray and pray that the Lord would increase the amount of agape love that you have flowing from your body, that you would use that to serve the Lord and to love others the way Jesus has said, this is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Lord God, use us. Use us, Lord, to further your kingdom. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, increase your agape love in our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray.